Africa is not a country. No, Africa is not a country. It is a continent composed of about 44 nations, which are more or less, and at the same time, thoroughly different from one another. More or less because of the colonial division of its boundaries that have halved villages, regardless of family ties. Over years, some of those villages have become foreigners to each other, even though they still speak the same language. One example is the case of Cameroon and Gabon. In Ambam, a city in the deep south of Cameroon, the language spoken is Fang. The same language is spoken in the other side of the border, in Bitam, a city located in Gabon. But the Gabonese side has the reputation of being extremely unfriendly with its cousins from Cameroon because of Cameroonians immigrants who cross the border every day for businesses or in search of a better life. Gabon, in fact, is considered to be well off in the area. The various groups formed by Africans in diaspora to identify themselves inside communities reflect the reality of the cultural differences in the continent. In Malta, for example, the Sudanese community is a registered NGO which has the prospect to build a home-friendly space for all. Besides that, you also have a Nigerian community, an Eritrean community, a Ghanaian community, with the same praiseworthy goals, which are to meet up from time to time to talk and share thoughts, discuss problematic issues, revive memories, comment about politics, etc. These community gatherings, called Njangi here or Mkutano there, happen in their own particular way, in their own particular language, with their own particular food, with their own particular music and dance. Is there anything common to all Africans that can make their continent a country? Maybe, if you consider that the couscous, or fufu, or vuvu, all the same food actually, is eaten by almost the entire African population. But that common culinary inheritance is not enough to redesign the geography or social history, any more than the English eating spag bol has turned them into bona fide Italians.